Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Second Chance Cafe by Allison Kent, performed by Natalie Ross. To Robin Carr for Virgin River, and to Barbara O'Neill for The Lost Recipe for Happiness. These two books took me back to my roots and the stories I've longed to tell. Thank you for making this happen. 1. It was done. The papers signed, the money transferred, the holding tight to the other shoe a thing of the past. After weeks of waiting to hear on her offer, Kaylee Flynn was the proud owner of the three-story Victorian, nestled on an oak-shaded acre and painted Van Gogh's Starry Night blue. It was the house where she'd spent the best years of her life. It was the house that had saved her. She wrapped her hand around the keys, the tiny teeth like a smile in her palm, and glanced up at the windows taking her in. The shutters would be the first thing she replaced. Several slats were broken, some dangling, others gone. They'd once been white, but the paint had since chipped and faded. A soft dove gray would suit much better, or maybe the pale butter yellow of Van Gogh's stars. "You've got the keys, your copy of the pertinent documents, and my number if we've missed anything. All the utilities were turned on this morning. You'll need to transfer them into your name, but you should be set. Can you think of anything else before I go?" The real estate agent, Carolyn Parker, the other woman had remembered Kaylee from high school, but the memories from Kaylee's past had yet to be puzzled into place. "Sorry, I was lost picturing these shutters, but yes, I should have everything." Not quite. For new shutters, you need a contractor." "Actually, I'm going to need a contractor for a whole lot more than that."
"Then you're in luck, because I know just the man. I'm pretty sure I have his card here somewhere,"
Carolyn said, her voice lost in the depths of the quilted tote hooked over her shoulder. Kaylee was used to professional women accessorizing with designer labels. The quilted tote's paisley and pink elephant print reminded her how far Hope Springs, Texas was from Austin, a distance that had little to do with miles, but everything to do with Kaylee's return.
"Here you go,"
Carolyn said, coming up with the card.
"Anything you need repaired or replaced, Tin's your man. He's the best, and runs a crew that knows what they're doing, even if they're a bit unconventional."
Tennessee Keller. Two words and a phone number. The whole of the information imparted by black ink on white stock. She filed away the
sample complete. Ready to continue?